When it comes to the future home of the Oakland A's, Las Vegas is still in play. On Tuesday, the Oakland City Council voted to approve a preliminary proposal for a new stadium development there, but the A's, the team, didn't like it a lot. So the next day, they flew to Las Vegas for the fourth time to check out potential sites and presumably to see if taxpayers or politicians could stomach the idea of millions in public funding for a potential stadium. Mick Akers is a reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal who covers transportation and the business of sports. Mick, welcome back.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So, Mick, there were two stadium plans in Oakland, one that the team wanted, one the city approved. What were the big differences between them?
Big sticking points were off-site infrastructure and then community benefits and affordable housing. So the city came through and said, hey, we'll take this $352 million of offsite infrastructure off the board. I'll try to get some local, state, and federal funding to take care of that. The A's were looking to get a tax finance district going over there in the Jack London Square area. It's pretty nearby the stadium. I think they still want to pursue that. So when I talked to Dave Cavill, he said they kind of got surprised by the amendments because they made those and kind of brought them up yesterday. They still are going over that. So it seemed like they, even though they took that $352 million off the board, they still, you know, weren't okay with that plan there.
So were the A's against this part of it that would include affordable housing in part of a massive development that they would want around the stadium?
Yeah, so the city was, you know, they're targeting to get 35% affordable housing, both on-site and off-site. So on-site, it'd be about 15% or about 450 units because the A's are looking to build 3,000 residential units over there. So, you know, I think the A's aren't really interested in having much, if any, affordable housing tied to this. And they have the law out there that you got to have a certain amount when you build new construction. So that's also, you know, a big issue there. I'm not sure how far, you know, the A's are willing to bend on that.
And this is a $12 billion plan that the Oakland A's have put together. It's more than just a stadium. Talk about some of the other things that would be included in this $12 billion plan.
The stadium just makes up 1 billion of that 35,000 seat stadium on the waterfront there. Also includes 3,000 residential units, as I mentioned before, 1.5 million square feet of commercial space, 270,000 square feet of ground level retail, a 3,500 seat performing arts center, and then 18 acres of public space, mainly parks and such. And then you have some $18 million of public art in there as well.
Now, the A's don't want to build where the stadium currently is. They want to move down toward the port, toward the water. Why aren't they considering the same current site of the A's stadium?
Yeah, they, you know, both the A's and MLB came out and said, hey, the Coliseum's not a viable option for the future. It opened in 1966, last renovated in 1996. You know, it's been there for a while. I was out there earlier this month doing some reporting, and, you know, the area around there is, you know, pretty run down, not much around it. So I think that area that they're just trying to get out of there and get somewhere new with that waterfront and have the availability to do that mixed-use development around there. Yeah, they're just not interested at all with renovating the Coliseum site.
So the Oakland City Council said yes. The A's don't like what they said yes to, but, you know, reading the tea leaves here, does it look like there is a chance to negotiate, to compromise?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. Cavill said, hey, since, like I said, all this stuff's kind of new to us, these amendments, we have to go through and look. But he said some of the language in there kind of seemed a little iffy and unclear. Yesterday, a couple of the council members, you know, mentioned their displeasure with how the A's have carried out this process multiple times, mentioning the trips out here to Las Vegas and some of his tweets out here saying, hey, that's kind of like a bullying tactic, kind of taunting us. So it seems like there's some even more of some contention between the two, even more than, you know, going into yesterday's meeting. So it's going to remain to be seen. But I think the A's are trying to get this wrapped up by this year. So they, you know, kind of running out of time up there.
And I'm here with Mick Akers of the Las Vegas Review-Journal talking about the city of Oakland and the Oakland A's. The city is fighting to keep the A's in the city, but the team doesn't like the latest agreement that the city of Oakland offered them. So they returned to the Las Vegas Valley Wednesday to check out some of the 20 potential stadium sites here. Howard Stutz is a longtime gaming and tourism reporter who's been covering the A's saga for the Nevada Independent. Howard, welcome back.
Hi, Joe. Good morning to you.
Howard, what are the A's seeking in Las Vegas? Is it here just a stadium, or are they seeking another massive residential and commercial development like they are in Oakland?
to be seen. I mean, they're, like you said, they're looking at 20 or so different sites. They want to narrow that down. I think this part of the trip, you know, this week, it's their fourth trip here. They're looking to try to narrow down some of these sites and kind of try to figure out where's the best. The main thing that they're doing is they've conducted a market study on Vegas to see where the fan base will be. Is it going to be primarily a local fan base? Is there enough of a local fan base for it? Is it going to be a tourism fan base, you know, a lot more tourists? So that's going to determine also where the location would be. Once they have that, once they have the location, then they can start trying to figure out this public-private partnership that they've mentioned, what that all entails. That's to be determined. You know, how much would they want in public financing from Vegas or towards stadium? I mean, it seems like in Oakland, even with the city knocking off the $352 million in infrastructure, the A's are still looking for something like, I think Ed Graney mentioned in his commentary in the RJ today, like $800 million in public financing. And to put that in perspective, if that would be the case here in Las Vegas, that's more than the state put in public financing for the Raiders, for Allegiant Stadium. Yeah. That was $750 million. So we'll have to see.
And you talked about whether or not that team could draw an audience here, and they're going to do a study. You know, on Monday, the Los Angeles Dodgers radio announcer quipped that it would be a challenge for the Las Vegas team if they moved here because the A's, quote, can't draw. They currently have the third lowest attendance of any Major League Baseball team this year. What makes local government officials think that team might do better here, or do you know?
They're clammed up on this. They're not saying much about it. I mean, and we don't know. Nobody's really seen a market study on Major League Baseball. We have a minor league team, obviously, the AAA Aviators, in a brand new stadium that was built that only opened in 2019. They did very well in ticket sales. It's a 10,000-seat complex. They did very well in season ticket sales, but I go about 16 games a year. We have a partial, you know, full disclosure, partial season ticket package. You know, you get maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 a night. Best nights are usually Thursday for $2 beer night. You know, minor league is much more affordable, much more different than Major League Baseball. I can tell you, we went to San Diego recently. I went to a couple Padre games on family vacation. The Padres are having their greatest season, or may have the best team they've ever had in the history of the franchise. They didn't sell out. There wasn't a sellout there in San Diego, Petco Park, which is probably one of the most beautiful ballparks in Major League Baseball. So I don't, you know, so that's the question, is what the market study is going to tell about, is there a fan base for Major League Baseball? Mm-hmm. It's not the same as the NFL. Raiders are, what, 8-9 games a year in playoff games?
Yeah.
Major League Baseball is 81 home games a year. We don't know if that market's here for it. That's a big question that the A's need to address also.
Now the A's plan, one more time, was $12 billion in Oakland, basically to cover building costs, and they would cover it on their own. Essentially all on their own, except they would have tax incremental financing for districts, and that's basically when taxes that would go into developments around the stadium would come back to the team itself over the next 20 or 30 years to help them finance. But when they talk about moving to Las Vegas, taxpayer dollars always come up as a way to support a future stadium. What's the rationale? Why would Las Vegas or Henderson or Summerlin or wherever fork over potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to a team that would do it mostly by themselves in Oakland?
Well, that's, we don't know what the whole financing will be. If you look at the Raiders, how that came about, they're using room tax, hotel room tax revenues to help pay for the $750 million in public money for Allegiant Stadium. That only happened because In the run-up and all the debate, when there was a debate about the stadium, the gaming industry acquiesced and said, we'll kick in the room taxes for the Raiders Stadium. But the other part of it was they wanted to make sure that the legislature kept intact room tax money already going to expand the Las Vegas Convention Center. So there was a plan in place. We don't know what this plan is yet in terms of, you know, for Vegas. We don't know if the resort industry would support a room tax industry for a stadium, say, in Henderson or Summerlin. We don't know if that's the case. There's a lot of questions to be answered, and it seems like questions that have to be answered. As Mick said, the A's want to have this wrapped up by the end of the baseball season. It's going to be a real short time frame to get a lot of answers to these questions. So we don't know if, you know, Major League Baseball may say start looking at other markets, you know, other cities.
Would you be surprised if a local politician came out in favor of some new tax for a local jurisdiction to support a stadium, given that $750 million in room taxes went to the Raiders Stadium?
Well, Joe, you've been here as long as I have. You can't be surprised when some local politician does something. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chairwoman of the county commission, is the only person who went on the record, and I quoted on my story Sunday, and she said no to, you know, at this point, there's no way that county would look at any kind of handout to the A's for a stadium at this point because we're in the middle of the pandemic. We don't know, you know, we have businesses trying to recover. That's right there is the only, you know, some person who has said no. We don't know what others are thinking, and you know, but you never know what could happen. You know, when politicians around here get stars in their eyes when they see this potential stadium in their hometown.
And that's what we're talking about, a potential Oakland A's stadium in the Las Vegas area. The A's did get an okay to a potential stadium deal in Oakland yesterday, but the A's didn't really like the deal, so they traveled to the Las Vegas area again, the fourth time, to look at potential sites. Howard Stutz is with us. He is with the Nevada Independent, and he's been covering the developments of the A's. Howard, some of the stadium sites have been revealed, some have not. Let's start in Henderson, though. Their government there talks about the A's in a very excited way. But where in Henderson might a stadium even go?
The only place we've seen is that we've heard right now. There's others. I think there's some maybe down by M Resort. But they pointed out this open land. It's like four different parcels that combine about, I can't remember the numbers here, right next to the Galleria Mall. That's one site that they've talked about. There have been some sites on the Strip that have come up. One, of course, is the 60-acre site that Phil Ruffin owns. That's the MGM was the old festival grounds that he bought from MGM. Oh, yeah. At the corners Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. They looked at the site and they were supposed to talk to Ruffin on their trip here this week. You know, there's sites out in Summerlin that we haven't heard. There's 20-something sites. I mean, who knows where they all could be? I guess maybe, I don't know if the Cashman Field site's been looked at. I'm sure it has. I know the mayor's touted that, but you know, we don't know yet where some of these sites are.
And Mick Akers, you study transportation. Are the streets, which are kind of narrow in downtown Las Vegas because it's the oldest part of Las Vegas, could a 30,000-person stadium work in the confines of where Cashman Field is right now? I mean, what's your opinion?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a tight squeeze over there, especially with some of the plans they have, you know, cutting off access and some of those residential roads that go underneath the U.S. 95. So it would take some work and obviously some planning, but you look at Allegiant Stadium and the first couple of events, kind of the same situation. Squeeze that in there between the 15 and, you know, Polaris and Russell Road. And there was, you know, numerous transportation and egress, ingress issues there. So I think Cashman Field might have a similar issue with that because, you know, it's pretty confined right there. And then the stadium's going to be a bit larger than Cashman Field itself there. So it remains to be seen, but I think it's a tight squeeze over there.
Well, I want to go back to Allegiant Stadium. During the Garth Brooks concert a couple of weeks ago, getting to that concert and leaving that concert, according to what I read on social media, was a virtual nightmare. People were furious about that. So there has been some talk about maybe a baseball stadium on the Strip. Is that a smart idea?
Yeah, the way they're looking at it, especially with that site that Phil Ruffin owns, they're kind of looking at the Boring Company's plans, which obviously still haven't gotten underway underneath the Strip. They just have the convention center loop. So they'd be looking at a combination of using that, the resorts around the area. They have ample parking, obviously, and then some small on-site stuff. Similar to the Allegiant Stadium plan, they have minimal parking on site, and then they have several off-site lots and rely on the MGM resorts across right there, their parking garages and such. So it's going to be a similar situation. They have Sahara Road, one of the most busiest roads in the whole city as well, and the 15 leads to it, so they kind of like that aspect. I think it'll be kind of the same situation as, you know, Allegiant Stadium, except for obviously Las Vegas Boulevard's a bit wider than, you know, Polaris or Russell over there, so at least they have that in their favor there.
Yeah. Is there any thought or even a report that's been out yet that indicates that maybe Major League Sports are thinking in the future they do without the huge parking structures, maybe they limit traffic during a game around a stadium and they require everybody to come by taxi, Uber, or Lyft or something to that effect?
I haven't seen anything on that, but with the Allegiant Stadium, they said, hey, we built this in the age of the rideshare. And that rideshare plan didn't really, you know, unfold as they hoped during those first two events. lack of wayfinding signs, and, you know, people, they didn't know the area very much. The first couple of events, I'm sure they weren't looking at the maps and stuff like I do over there, so they were hoping to have those signs and lead them that way. So I think that's one of the major things they'll work on there, is have those wayfinding signs and, you know, more traffic control.
So to me, Howard, it looks like Henderson is a likely place for the A's if they come here, or Summerlin, where they already have the minor league park, the Las Vegas ballpark, where they could maybe add on to it. That's been discussed. But if they move to Henderson, you know, this is kind of I'm kind of being facetious here, but would they be the Las Vegas Athletics of Henderson, like the official name of the Angels, which used to be the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? Or what?
we're getting way ahead of ourselves here,
yeah,
Joe.
Okay,
right. Yeah, we are really getting ahead of ourselves. And I'm sure they would be, yeah, I'll just say this, I'm sure they'd want to be called the Las Vegas A's. I don't think anybody really, you know, the Henderson A's doesn't really do it for anybody. We have to see what comes up from this whole market study. Mick made a good point about parking. You know, they made a good point about transportation. They have talked to the boring company about how they're going about. You know, we still haven't seen the boring company. Still hasn't. They're supposed to be the next site they were supposed to attach to was Resorts World, and that hasn't started up yet. There's a lot to be determined here before we start. Let's use the baseball parlance. I don't even think we're at the top of the first inning yet. We're still setting the lineups right now. That's kind of where this stands here in Vegas. Does that meet with the A's timeline? That's the big question. You know, as we were talking about up top, as Mick said, they seem they want to have this something buttoned up, you know, at least with Oakland by the end of September. They're contractually obligated to the Oakland Coliseum till 2024. There's your kind of deadline. Yeah, so there's a little time here with all this.
What about this question? If a team were located in Henderson or in Summerlin, and the team would want to rely on the supporters of their opposition coming to those games, you know how difficult it is to get fans to Sam Boyd Stadium for UNLV football games, or it was. Do you think fans would come to Las Vegas and travel all the way to Henderson or all the way to Summerlin off the strip to see a game?
These casino operators, you know, they've got customers all over the country. So if the Kansas City Royals come to town to play the Las Vegas A's, if the ballpark's in Henderson or in you know, Summerlin, the marketers will figure out a way to get people to those games. And people, there is a point that people will come here, maybe for, you know, go to a couple games, come back, do other stuff here in Vegas. That we'll see that happen. It's very different. You know, the Raiders fans, they're and fans of the opposing teams are going to be coming in from all over. There's no question. You know, there's no question. Allegiant Stadium is going to be sold out every game. This year, the secondary market, we already know that the Raiders tickets are the most expensive on the secondary markets of any team in the NFL. It's going to be, you know, baseball, that's what this market study, we hope we'll see, will show for baseball, what people think, and will they come, you know, would they come for, you know, to see their home team play the Las Vegas A's, if that's the case.
Howard, you interviewed the club president, David Cavill. He seemed, I don't know, pretty hell-bent on coming to Las Vegas, and there have been no reports of the team visiting other cities. But I wonder this. Do you think they're using Las Vegas as a pawn to get a better deal from Oakland? Do they really want to move here?
Well, he was very clear that insisted that to me, and he's insisted with other media interviews. They're not looking at Vegas as a pawn. They're very serious about the market. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred also, you know, during in a press conference at the All-Star Game, said Vegas is real. This is a real thing. They're looking at it very seriously. When I asked the A's president about other cities, would you start looking at other cities, he said that's the direction of Major League Baseball. So Major League Baseball may give him the go-ahead. Originally, there were like, what, 6-7 cities they were talking about? Mm-hmm. Nashville, Portland, Vancouver, you know, Montreal. They may, at some point, start looking at other cities, and that would come as a direction for Major League Baseball. So that's why I say we are really, really early in this process. I've been here almost 40 years, and, you know, when I was here, there was nothing. Just UNLV.
Yeah.
Now we have two professional sports franchises. We might get a third. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of excitement, but that's why we really need to, you know, take some time, because we're still a ways off on this whole process.
You know, Howard, I'm going to go one earlier than you. I'm going to say it's spring training. They haven't even played a game yet, but, do you think it's going to
happen? I like that.
But do you think it's going to happen? Do you think they're going to move here?
I think it'll I was 50-50 at first with what happened in Oakland. Now, Oakland may change their minds, and I like Mick. I watched, you know, listened to that Oakland City Council meeting. It was a pretty contentious public comment session going on. I think it's a better than 50% chance that it could happen here in Vegas, but they're still negotiating with Oakland and the county. That's the plan. They said they're still going to continue talking to them. We'll see if they come some changes, and we'll see from there. That's, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Mick Akers, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, as this kind of went on, at first I was like, I don't think it's possible. But now every meeting and every time they come out here, it kind of grows. So I'll be on the 50-50 fence. But once, you know, if Major League says, hey, go look at one of those other six cities, I think that will, like, you know, cut it down to 25 right there. So, but, you know, till then, who knows? But they have the leg up, obviously, with four trips out here now, meeting with various casino operators, you know, elected officials and such. So I think having that already in place before they go elsewhere is going to kind of, you know, work in Vegas' favor.